So here we are outside Colchester Arts Centre for an evening of marvellous entertainment. Alan Moore is the star attraction tonight with McGillivray. Sophie, you've got two people who are coming to see Alan Moore.
Yes.
So over to you.
Okay, so I've got Jazz here and I've got Shen.
Hey.
So this is actually the perfect pair to interview because, Jazz, you're a long Alan Moore fan, right?
I am. I do love me some Alan Moore.
Okay, so how long have you liked Alan Moore?
I think I got originally into reading his comic books. I used to get it online, actually, funnily enough. Sorry, please don't prosecute me for that one. I used to download it on an e-reader and read it when I was about 13, 14. And then, yeah, I heard it was coming over here. And let's be honest, there's not many crazy, interesting things happening in Colchester. There's certainly stuff happening at Colchester
the
Arts Centre.
Has it. I know that much. Yeah,
of course. That's
the right thing to say.
We just saw that I've heard that they put a lot of really cool stuff on here. So it's my first time here. So excited. Yeah. First time seeing Alan
Moore. I've been many gigs here. I've been to plenty of gigs. But I haven't been to one like this, so I don't know what to expect, actually.
It would be quite cool to speak to you later, maybe, Shen, about how you feel about
after,
it.
Sure,
found it.
It'd be interesting.
So has, like, Jazz had to drag you out tonight, or were you just, like, happy to come
out? Totally. No. Yeah. We have a baby, a brand newborn baby. We're tired all the time, so she definitely dragged me out tonight. But, it's fine. It seems like something interesting, so to go with the autumnal vibes. So,
Sweet.
Check it out.
Excellent, guys. Well, we might catch up with you guys later. Awesome. But thank you for talking to us.
No worries.
Enjoy the show.
We will. I'm sure we will.
See you later. I'm actually here with Justin, and we've just been talking to Alan Moore and Sophie. I just wondered what impression you got of him. I mean, you're a fan, and you've read a lot of his stuff.
Yeah.
One thing I did notice was he said he's retired from writing any more comics. I don't know how widely known that is, that he's completely retired from that, and he'll be reading tonight from his novel with no illustrations. Was that a surprise?
I don't know. It could be a scoop.
Yes. Colchester Arts Centre podcast gets its first scoop.
I don't know. I don't follow him sort of on a daily basis. I'm not a super, super fan. But, I'm a bit disappointed, I guess.
Again, as a fan, I think some people will be coming here tonight expecting, V for Vendetta, Watchmen and so on. They won't be getting that, will they?
No, he seems to want to be shy away from talking about that in a way. He sort of disowned himself from it a little bit, I guess.
If you, as an artist, feel sad about that sometimes, about moving on, like, do you miss that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was kind of interested in how he feels about that, because it's almost like you put cloak over it and then you don't talk about it. I mean, he did talk a little bit about his process and his writing process today.
Yeah, he did.
I'm sure it's not completely...
But he also said he disowns that part of his creative life, and I thought that was quite a harsh thing to say, I mean, you're a musician. Do you stop playing your old stuff and just don't have anything to do with it?
But there's plenty of musicians who've been upset by the ownership of their songs, etc., etc. And I think certainly with some of his work, he felt there were a lot of constraints on him, and then there's the whole thing of ownership, etc. It must be hard when you feel like you don't own something you created anymore.
Yeah.
Certainly, like The Watchmen, he put so much hard work on, and then they did the prequels, which were sort of nothing to do with him. So it's like taking the characters he worked so hard on and then just like doing something different with them. And like, I think it's his opinion that I've created this thing, and that's what it is.
He seemed very interested in the history of Colchester.
Yeah.
We were talking to him about Boadicea, and he was saying that's where she ended up, in Northampton, which is where he's from.
Yeah.
But obviously she started here, in Colchester, so there's this link. So maybe that might perform the story of a future Alan Moore novel.
He seemed to know
a lot
about it, didn't he? But I think he's quite knowledgeable when he was talking about... he said he didn't need the internet because he wouldn't need Google because he's surrounded by books. He said the most he needs to do is go upstairs to get some more books from upstairs.
Yeah. Yeah. He seems incredibly knowledgeable about it all for just some random questions that we asked. So.
Yeah, definitely. He's really, well
really, really looking forward to seeing it. Should we actually go through and keep talking to each other?
Okay.
Because this is just giving listeners the sense of what it's like.
Okay. The doors now.
go through the doors. Sophie,
you're a volunteer here as well, aren't you,
yep,
Sophie?
I am, yeah.
And we're going to talk to another volunteer as we come through, Bob.
Yes.
But tell us, from your point of view, what volunteers do.
So, volunteers, I normally volunteer on the bar, and I really enjoy it. I pull pints and I serve customers at the bar. And also sometimes I help out on the box office or at the front desk. But it's actually a really fun thing. Like, it's volunteering, so it's not like your daily slog of work. It's a sociable and fun thing to do, and I really enjoy it.
Because you have a 9-to-5 job.
Yes, I do.
And then you come you volunteer.
And I volunteer, exactly.
And, and here we have some more volunteers. Bob, for example, you're also a volunteer, like Sophie.
That's right, yes I am.
And what is your role tonight, Bob?
Well, really collecting tickets on the door, making sure that people get in okay, you know, nowhere to go and so on and so forth, just greeting people, hopefully putting a friendly face on the place.
Have you had any trouble?
Oh, apart from you lot, no. No. It's very, very rare that there are problems.
Yeah.
And if there are problems, it's usually just a bit of admin that needs sorting out or something like that. So, no, mostly not. And certainly not this evening.
And as a volunteer, you also get to see the show. Are you looking forward to it?
Yes, yeah, very much so. I mean, you get to see a whole range of things. You can sign up to volunteer for whatever evening you like, so you get a chance to see a whole range of stuff.
And do you know about Alan Moore? Have you read his
novels? I'd heard the name, I knew a little bit about Alan Moore, and I started reading some of the books just prior to this evening.
Oh, did you? Yeah. So what are you expecting tonight?
I mean, it's this book evening, isn't it? So I'm expecting a little bit of pushing of whatever the current book is, to be honest. But, I'm expecting an interesting mind,
Great. Well, we're going to go through now, and we're going to talk to some people inside. So, Bob, thank you very much.
OK, thank you. Bye-bye.
And while we do, we'll find that, you know, we come into this beautiful arts centre, which always gives me a bit of a tingle, you know, because it's a beautiful venue, isn't it, Sophie?
I mean,
you've been coming to Colchester Arts Centre for a long time now, haven't you?
Time of year, really. It's really cozy, just when nights are getting a little bit darker. Yeah, it's a nice place to come to.
In fact, we have here the man who brought Alan Moore here. He's Stafford Glover. And Stafford, you have done very well to get someone who is a cultural phenomenon, Alan Moore, to come to Colchester Arts Centre. Hugely influential figure. Tell us the story of how you came to book Alan Moore tonight.
The answer is through someone else who did it all for me. Kirsten McGillivray, who's supporting tonight, she's an artist that we've had a number of times over the years, who I first saw supporting Current 93 years ago at the Union Chapel. And there's a time we've stayed in touch, and she was working at the Scottish Poetry Library and bringing events up there. And we talked about collaborating on a few ideas for down here, and one of them was getting Mr. Moore. And at the time I thought, well, it's a bit far-fetched, but let's see what happens.
Amazingly,
and here we are.
Amazingly, he's here, and he was so nice. We spoke to him for a long time, didn't we, Justin? You asked a lot of questions. But one of the things we said was, you know, how he came to be here, and he said it's through his friendship with McGillivray. Then we said, what are you going to do? And I know that you weren't too sure what he was going to do. Even now, you're probably not too sure, but we can reveal to you.
I don't want to know.
Oh, you don't want to know.
Okay. I was told by his assistant that I said, "Can you give us an idea?" And they said, "Look, he won't even have an idea."
Yeah.
So I don't know when it was made up. I saw something he had on it, which was giving me a clue. But what an amazing guy. This is one of those nights when you kind of you've got royalty in the building, you know, so it's just on a par for me with when we had Lee Ronaldo from Sonic Youth.
Just
couldn't believe it, you know.
Absolutely.
Said hello and I stopped myself from bowing.
Royalty is in the building.
And, oh, take a gamble. Oh, okay, great. £10. Thank you very much.
Are you at the moment, so it's some live flying going on. Someone's actually just bought a McGillivray book.
Yeah. So that's good. That's £10, and you'll be handing that over to McGillivray, I hope.
Yes. Well, the sale has been recorded.
Has been recorded.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I think we might bring this podcast to an end because we've got some singing going on, and I think the gig might be about to begin. So thank you very much, Steph.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sophie.
Thank you.
And thanks, Justin. Thank you.